This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
11:24 here on this Friday evening, the night before Wild Card Weekend, Super Wild Card Weekend in the NFL. That's a little lame, I gotta admit. I don't love that term. I'm probably putting that to bed right here and right now, but we do have three games Saturday, three games Sunday to break it all down. It's been with us every step of the way. Sports Grid, morning after. Now they're getting a Sirius XM station, so you know they've hit the big time. This guy's hit the big time for a long time, though, so I'm not surprised. My main man, Jared Smith. What's up, Smitty? How we doing, baby?
JJ, I'm doing super, bud. Super. Let's have a fun weekend.
I love you playing with the Super Wild Card Weekend. That's why I love you, bro. That's why I love you.
I appreciate that introduction, though. That was very kind, and we're very excited on the grid. Very.
Hey, listen, no BS for me, Smitty. What you see, what you hear is what you get. I don't sugarcoat it. You know the deal there. Let's start here, bro. Wild Card Weekend, playoffs in general. Do you have a particular handicapping strategy that maybe is different than what you deal with throughout the regular season? Throw an example out there. Will you take a team to cover that you think has absolutely no chance of winning a game? Like, for me at least, Smitty, one of my rules in the JJ Gambling Manifesto of playoff time is if I don't think a team has a shot to win the game, I am not going to take them to cover the number. Like, do you have any, like, weird wrinkles like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Anytime you're backing a dog, you want to feel like they've got a fighter's chance to win that game. The wild card weekends have tended to be a little bit more timid than the divisional weekends. I think this is like the appetizer of the playoffs. It's still the postseason, but you tend to get a lot of interesting teams and interesting matchups because we see what happened in the NFC East this year, where you get a team like Tampa Bay that could be a contender against a team like Washington that shouldn't even be in the playoffs, really. So I think that leads to some interesting results. What we've seen historically, especially recent history in the wild card weekend, it's been underdogs and it's been unders. Underdog 11-1 against the spread in the last 12 wildcard games. Under 17 of the last 22. So you're seeing a lot of those trends. It's no surprise. But I think it all comes down to matchups at the end of the day, JJ. I can give you trends, historical trends, until I'm blue in the face. There's always a trend. It's about breaking down each individual matchup and trying to see if this trend applies to that particular game.
So, 1 o'clock Saturday, the Buffalo Bills have become the most trendy team in America. It is amazing. A team in Western New York has become the most trendy team everywhere. People picking them to win the Super Bowl, New York Post, and the great people over there doing a feature on them. I know. I mean, it's just become out of control to the point where I think the Colts are live this week. I see the Colts getting whatever it is, 6.5. Public is pounding Buffalo. Line's going the other way. Am I just, like, overreacting to everybody hopping on board the Bills bandwagon? Or is my justification for taking Indy fair and balanced, my friend?
Well, I think all season long, JJ, what have we seen? Home favorites have really struggled, and especially the public ones. And from everything we hear, this is the most public favorite of the week. And I think that's where it'll close. So I think there's definitely something to be said about Indy. If you got the 7, that was the sharp number. It was bought up very early in the week. I think I bet it on Tuesday or Wednesday. And I think that's the only play that I would have in this game. I'm in a different spot. I have a huge investment in the Bills at the futures market. I bet it back in March at 30-1. So I feel comfortable coming off of it a little bit by betting against them a couple times in this postseason. I'll probably do that a little bit to unwind it. But I think the handicap of this game is very much so, can Indy's defense, which has been very good this season, control that Buffalo offense? Now, it's kind of ironic. Buffalo's kind of an indoor team that plays outdoors, but the weather we're hearing is going to be very good in Buffalo this weekend. That, of course, could change in a moment's notice. But I do think Phillip Rivers, you know, has the ability to control this game. He is the veteran of the two quarterbacks. We have not yet seen Josh Allen do it on this stage. He's done it a lot this season on similar stages, but now he kind of returns to the scene of the crime. Last year's playoff game did not go well, so we'll see what he's learned. And I think the Colts can control the line of scrimmage in this game, especially with Jonathan Taylor, and keep Buffalo's offense off the field. So the Colts are definitely, I think, one of the livest dogs of the weekend, and if you get the 7, you feel really good.
Let's get to Rams-Seahawks. This line has moved a 1.5. We know the Ram defense is terrific. We also know that these teams played a couple weeks ago, and Russell Wilson and the Seahawks found a way to win. First off, Smitty, why is this line moving in the direction of the Rams, especially when you consider the fact the uncertainty at the quarterback position? I have no idea what the Rams are running out under center tomorrow. I have no idea. What I do know is that their defense is going to ball out, and that Seattle has not looked great offensively second half of the year. How do you see Seattle and the Rams shaking out?
Well, I mean, this is the third matchup. This is, you know, we get two of these this year where we get the third of the divisionals, which is always fun. And it, you know, we've seen it go both ways this year. So I think you would think low scoring right out of the gate. My initial link to this game was the under. I do have a small play in the under in this game. The teams combined for 29 and 39 in two regular season meetings. The more I look into this game, though, I think it's moved so much further down. I think the total was in the high 40s the first game and then the mid 40s in the second game as the teams kind of trended towards the defense at the end of the year. And I do feel like, you know, you might see a little bit of up tempo from LA. I think they want to get Jared Goff, and we're assuming he's going to play. I think they want to get Jared Goff into situations where he doesn't have to hold the football for too long. So you might see a quick passing game for them. I'm sure you'll see the running game involved. And on the other side, It is an interesting matchup. I do think the Ramsey-Metcalf matchup is probably going to decide this game. We've seen Ramsey get the better of this matchup several times. But, you know, maybe things change. Maybe Seattle tries to move some things around. I'm fascinated to this game in terms of picking a side. I don't really want to pick a side in this game, JJ. I think the only lean I have to this game is the under. And the more I see it not really go down, despite the Goff shakiness, the more I'm a little worried that maybe he plays and maybe this game goes a little bit more higher scoring than we think. But the under was the lean for me early, and good luck picking a side. I would say take the 3 in the hook. If it goes down to 3, I think this is a complete layoff.
Smitty, we have two pretty big favorites in the NFC in this particular weekend. Tampa Bay laying 7.5 or 8 against Washington. New Orleans laying 10 against Chicago. I don't like either dog as far as their chances of winning. I can't make a case for Washington to win outright. I can't make a case for Chicago to win outright. Sides is an entirely different conversation. So here's how I'm going to phrase this, and you could take it and run with it, pal. Who is the more live underdog? Is it Washington or Chicago? Jared Smith, the floor is yours.
Oh, that's like when you made me pick earlier, Jets or Giants.
Hey, I'm trying to be a good radio host here, Smitty. I got to put you on the spot, bro. That's what I do.
Ask the tough question. All right, I'll go with this. I'll say the home dog, just because the home dogs have done well in this spot. You know, there's a magical trend. I think it's like 65% over the last like 30, 40 years, home dogs in this round. So the home dogs at least cover. I don't know about winning outright, but I think, and we're actually hearing that Alex Smith's calf is a little worse than people think, and it might be the Heinicke kid.
Well, not surprised by that. Smitty, you watched him last week. He couldn't move.
It was brutal.
Couldn't move.
Honest, I think Heinicke actually gives them a better chance, I think, than Alex Smith. So that could be a very interesting development. And, you know, who knows? I mean, you know, we have not seen this kid at all. We saw him for, what, a half or one game? So that is a total – and the Bucks haven't seen him either, and that's what makes it a little interesting. And, you know how things can play out when a defense sees a quarterback for the first time. Sometimes, you know, at least in the first half, you know, maybe they get off to a little bit of a hot start, catch the Bucks off guard, and then that defense just kind of keeps it at bay, you know, and keeps Tom Brady in a spot where he's not on the front foot. So that's the recipe for me for Washington to win that game. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'm not betting on it's going to happen. I think taking 8.5 or 9 with Washington's good. It's down to 7.5 now. It's getting to that point now on the road favorite. You caution. I do caution with laying points with Brady this week just because his results against the good defenses have been bad. Against the Rams, it's been bad. Against the Saints, it's been bad. He's struggled in those spots. Now, this is the playoffs, but his last playoff game didn't go that well either. So I think I would caution with laying it with Tom. But, you know, if Washington starts Heinicke and they get a little spark, that could be an interesting development.
My main man, Jared Smith, Sports Grid Morning After, helping us handicap the games here for Wild Card Weekend. Smitty, to me, there is no player under more pressure than Lamar Jackson in Wild Card Weekend. He has stunk up the joint in his first two playoff games. The Ravens are hot. They've played really well over their last five games. They've taken advantage of a soft schedule, and they will go on the road against a team that knocked them out last year, a team that beat them in the regular season, but a team in Tennessee that is brutal when it comes to playing defense, especially when it comes to guarding the passing game. Baltimore, to me, this is a make-or-break type of game for Lamar Jackson. I think it's justified that they're favored here in this spot. They're better. Are you sipping the Raven Kool-Aid like I am, or are you hesitant to back a team that's lost their last two to Tennessee?
I've been very back and forth with Baltimore this year. I've had times when I've loved them because I feel like their offense just is so unique in the era that we play that it can be very – it can be, you know, suffocating at times. So almost like when you're facing a really good Army or a Navy team and you just know you're not getting the ball back. Like, they are just going to control the clock and just eat you alive. And but then they get into these spots where they try to get a little too pass happy, and, you know, Lamar's just not there yet. This is a spot where if he does get a little pass happy this week, and I think they should, he should have some success because he's not facing a team that I think is going to, you know, prevent that. And the other thing, and I love Mike Vrabel. I think he's a great coach, but Tennessee just has not done the little things well this year. Special teams, penalties, things like that that can cost you games. They haven't had the kind of Cinderella season that they were having last year. I think what they did last year was very hard. It's going to be hard to replicate that. And don't get me wrong, they've got probably the best pound-for-pound player in the league right now with Derrick Henry. I mean, nobody's playing at a higher level and more productive than him. I just feel like this is Baltimore's spot. Like, it feels like the spot that Lamar gets his first win. I don't care about the metrics or the DVOA or anything about this game. I think this game's all about Lamar Jackson, just like he did in that Cleveland Browns Monday night game, willing his team across the finish line and putting this stupid, dopey playoff curse to bed. I do think Baltimore is a really strong play this week.
Smitty, before we get to your best bets of the week, do you think it's advantageous for the Steelers playing the Browns a week ago, a spot in which Cleveland had everything to play for, the Steelers had very little to play for? Now, no Stefanski, loss on the offensive line, loss of Olivier Vernon. Feel like there are a lot of signs pointing in the Steelers' direction here in this spot.
I feel terrible for Browns fans. I'm a Jets fan. I know how you feel. It's terrible. You waited this long to get into the playoffs, and then something like this happens. I mean, it's just kind of, it sums up everything that, you know, the NFL has kind of gone through this year. But hey, they still got to play the game. The show must go on, as they say in our business, JJ. I don't know what we're going to get with Cleveland. I mean, I think it's going to be a mixed bag. I think the first couple of drives, you kind of like, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Clemson-Ohio State game the other night. Clemson was without their play caller. The first two drives went great for Clemson. It was scripted. They knew what they were doing. Everything was bing, bang, boom. And then all of a sudden the adjustment started and they fell behind. So that could be what happens to Cleveland this week. Maybe they get off to a good start. They control the clock a little bit in the first quarter. Maybe they run the ball a little bit if they can get any traction there. And then I think Pittsburgh will adjust, and I expect Pittsburgh to win this game. You know, it's moved to a point where there's not much line value in it anymore at six. But I think Steelers in a money line parlay with a couple of these other favorites this week that you maybe are going to get across the finish line, I think that's the way you play this one.
Smitty, final one. Best bets, side, total, whatever suits your fancy, what will be on your card for these six games this weekend?
Well, I kind of hinted to it earlier, but I do think Baltimore is my favorite play of the week. You get it at three. You waited. It opened at four and a half even, and it really got bought down. So I think, you know, Tennessee, from what I'm seeing, is kind of the public dog of the weekend, and that's something you want to stay away from. So I think the Ravens, you get them at three. It's all about Lamar Jackson in this game, and I think he's going to will them, and he has enough skill this year, and he has enough moxie and experience this year to get his team across the finish line in a wild card game. Totals this weekend, I love that Bucks Washington total. I got it early in the week, 46.5. It's down to 44.5. I think a great strategy this week, JJ, the teasers. Under teasers, the last 5 years on wild card weekend are 18-1-1. So if you're teasing unders this weekend, you're going to be successful. These games are all about winning, not about scores or stats. The props can be a little shaky on a weekend like this. So I think you tease that Bucks-Washington total up to 50.5. That Rams-Seahawks one up to 48.5. That's a great under-teaser spot this week. And in the moneyline parlays, Bucks, Steelers, Saints, I think those three teams will win this weekend. So that's how you can play those in any permutation you want. But and you know what? Just for you, JJ, and also because I'm hedging my Bills bet a little bit, I came off the Bills. I'm on the Colts +7. So that's the card. Unders Rams-Seahawks, under Bucks-Washington, Ravens -3. And a money line parlay, Bucks, Steelers, and Saints.
Smitty, I love you, bro. Tremendous insight and perspective as always. Enjoy these games. We'll catch up next Friday for the divisional round. Let's get some winners, bro.
JJ, here we go. Wild card weekend. Have fun, everyone. Good luck.
That's the great Jared Smith over at Sports Grid. We'll come back with the unlocks of the week and your calls at 877-337-6666.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.